Gentlemen, there's a chance this will work!
Actually, you said there's no chance this will work.
Fool! That will never work!
My name is...
Shake Sula, the Mike Hula, the old Sula. You want a trip? I'm ready.
It doesn't matter, because I'm not cleaning up this hallway.
Well, it's all your bullcrap here. All them Battlestar Earth blasted drinkers.
Don't you touch those! They're in mint condition, and they're going to stay that way.
I touch them all the way to the trash cans.
You touch those, and your G.I. Joes are going to be M.I.A., my friend. And then who's going to call? Little Mama Joe. And tell her that her boy ain't coming home. Because somebody was asleep on guard duty.
Well, what's this? A treasure map.
Treasure?
Can I hold it, please? Wow! There's treasure under all these X's?
Yeah, obviously.
Amazing! These are the same exact spots where you wanted me to plant those disgusting azalea bushes.
Wow, you serious? Well, I guess you better go.
Hey, if anyone calls me, I'm gonna be outside with a shovel.
No, no, you don't! That bullion's mine!
Look, don't dig any further than 12 to 14 inches.
Shut up, you don't know. You just stay here and guard my battlefield Earth's cups. Especially Turtle.
Look, he's dumb as hell.
He sure is.
I'm dumb, too. I mean, you knew that, though, yeah? Because I did send out a press release. I ate a bunch of them. I'm dumb.
No. Shake!
I know! The stupid pirates must have buried the gas line down there.
I told you, 14 inches!
You tell me a lot of things, but that doesn't mean I have to listen.
Whoa! Shake, are you all right down there?
Get me out of here right now! I'm gonna die! This monster!
Shake, calm
Dracula's
down, okay?
Dracula's grabbing
Shake.
My leg, it's a zombie!
Look,
I
Shake,
feel
there's
it.
No monster down there, okay? You just hit a sinkhole or something.
Okay.
You stay right there. I'll go get a flashlight.
I got it. Holy crap, and a Peter! Monsters!
Haste.
Who said that? You're all dead. Nobody can talk if they're dead.
Come to me and taste the future.
Taste what? Hey! Free sandwich!
But beware.
But you just told me...
Look, I'm 1,000 years old. I know what I said. Beware.
Yeah, you beware. I'm eating this. Hey, whoa! Where the hell is this?
You'll know in time.
The question is, will I care? Probably not.
Jake!
Just leave him, he's... Wait a minute. I smell Mr. Money by time.
Oh, my God. Jake?
Oh, my God, Frylock, what? Why's everything gotta be a federal case with you? Yeah, you heard what I said. I said it.
Where'd all these skulls come from?
They're guarding this sandwich. Now, let's go.
Oh, my God. That is no ordinary sandwich, Jake.
Oh, my God, Albert, do you ever have anything good to say? It's a free sandwich.
It's not a sandwich at all, Jake. It's the Brood Witch.
The Brood Witch?
No, the Brood Witch, Meatwad. Brood Witch.
Wait, say what?
Brood Witch.
The Blair Witch is here?
No, Meatwad, the Brood Witch.
I'll tell you what it is, friends. It's shut up and let me eat it.
I read a very disturbing article about this sandwich in the Bible.
No, you probably saw our piece in Vogue.
I doubt it. I don't read that.
Heidi Klum was on the cover. You know, the Brood Witch issue.
Okay, yes, it was Vogue.
You read all this in Vogue?
Our PR department is awesome.
It's a girl magazine. I hope you were at the dentist, Frylock.
It just comes to the house.
Of course it comes when you order it, you big fat lady.
Someone down there is a girl.
Everyone just shut up about the Vogue thing, okay?
I'm gonna plant these bushes now.
Listen, according to the Vogue piece, the Brood Witch is immortal. It cannot be killed or taken apart, but as long as you don't ingest it, you'll be okay.
Don't talk while my mouth is full.
Well, hey, how's it going? You're the guy that keeps telling me to beware, because I'll tell you where to be. Out of my sight.
Beware.
Oh, what, you got a sound guy or something?
Oh, that's a good trick. I'm just gonna go now. Oh my God! Get away from me!
Leave me alone!
I'm cool. Yeah, we're all cool here.
I told you. Beware.
Who are you? What is this?
It is the Brood Witch. Forged in darkness from wheat harvested in Hell's Half Acre. Baked by Beelzebub. Slathered with mayonnaise beaten from the evil eggs of dark chicken forces into sauce by the hands of a one-eyed madman. Cheese boiled from the rancid teat of a fanged cow. Layered with 666 separate meats from an animal which has maggots for blood.
See? Told you.
I tasted mustard.
Yeah. Dijon mustard.
Well, how come no bacon?
Bacon is extra.
You call this a sandwich? You don't have bacon on it?
There are no swine evil enough to sacrifice upon a bed of evil. And lettuce. Bed of evil and lettuce.
I will say this. Bacon aside, this is the best damn sandwich I've ever had in my life.
Eat all of it and you will suffer the wrath.
I mean, I don't have to eat the whole thing. You can save a quarter.
I suppose you could.
But the thing is, I don't like crust on the bread. Now, a lot of people do, but not me. I usually cut it off right at the beginning. Especially if it's hard. The hard crust, it hurts the roof of my
You're
mouth.
You're boring me now.
Since he's the chosen one and we're not, could we just sort of cover this back up and plant some azaleas here?
Sure.
Okay. Come on, Shake. You're gonna die.
Let go.
Hey, who are y'all talking to down there?
It's a sandwich. Two pieces of bread and some meat. And it doesn't even have bacon on it. I don't need it. I got it licked. And I would like to lick that sandwich. Just a little flavor. Just a little taste in my mouth.
What's going on?
Jake, get rid of the damn sandwich. If you keep it here, you're gonna eat it and then you're gonna die.
No, I won't. I don't need a stupid sandwich. I don't need the sandwich. I need this ladder. Excuse me, please. I need to eat this sandwich right now. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. See? Oh, God! Okay, look, this is irritating.
It's the Brood Witch, Shake. You're chosen.
I haven't paid taxes in 6 years. I'm not getting busted by a sandwich.
Then you must find another with an appetite for insanity.
Hey, you dumb. Eat this.
I heard what that boy said. I ain't eating jack.
You're going to let this guy scare you? How bad could it possibly be?
It's a world of skinless, blood-soaked nightmares clattering from the teeth that clatter from the meat of the guilty.
Oh, come on, the guy's just jealous. Go on, wolf it down, dog.
Well, I don't know, I mean, is the mayonnaise fat-free?
You're a dog.
Because, you know, it's not the calories that get you, man. It's the saturated fat.
Wolf it, you mutt!
Me what? No!
Hey, did you hear what I called him? You can't do jack about it. Hey, how'd you like Mr. Sticks? He was a real treat, wasn't he?
Yeah, Joe said you guys had a little run-in, but he's a decent guy. I mean, once you get to know him.
Bull crap! I know that guy was all over you with his axe.
No, that don't sound like Jerry. Not the Jerry I know. Took me to Merry Christmas. Which is the strip club. Merry Triple Xmas.
Give me that sandwich!
Wow, so you saying it was fun?
Hell no, that son of a bitch had an axe.
So I don't know, she's like, move your skulls to the basement, because I got these drapes. I don't even get that. I'm like, honey, this is work.
Are you serious?
I can't put them in the f***ing basement. I mean,
no.
And she's like, you know, can you put a tarp over them also?
Oh,
and
no
I just
way.
I'm like, no, I'm not.
Damn, man, I got one at home just like it, man. Yeah. Am I got a kid now? And so,
well, that's a whole other set of bullshit, I'm sure.
Right. So Kathy puts the co-sleeper right next to my preserved brain collection. And she wants me to move him because she thinks it's not hygienic.
I don't understand how there's such a lack of appreciation for that backlight coming through the glass of the jars that the brains are in. And it just looks cool.
You've seen that.
Why move it? That's the point of putting it next to the window. And
right.
I'm sure you've
because
explained that
yeah.
to Kathy, but she
no,
obviously
No, and also I'll move the bed, but there's no, you know, I can't even argue with it.
Ugh, f***ing ridiculous.
So if I want to move the bed... Hey, isn't it that guy?
What's with the toilet seat, right?
Oh, what the...
Jerry, no! We're cool! It's cool, man! We're
shake,
cool,
shake,
Jerry!
Shake, shake, shake! Hey, where's the rest of the sandwich?
Well, I guess I ate it. And I'm still here? Hey! Victory is mine!
Well, what about the sun-dried tomatoes?
Ugh. Yeah, I picked them off, because they're disgusting.
The Brood Witch cannot be taken apart or disassembled.
Well, obviously it can, because that's what I did.
Well, you better put them right back.
Put them back where? I ate the sandwich. It's gone.
Look, they're good.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. They're not.
How about you?
No thanks.
No thanks, I'm full.
Fine! Don't eat it!
Is it gone?
I don't know. He's a voice.
Where's he? Is he in them right?
I don't know!
I'm out of here. Worst day of my life.
Congratulations! You passed the test! You fended off the last temptation of the Brood Witch!
Really? Hey, why do I win? Hell no! I'm not marrying this bag of bones!
Seriously?
Yes. Seriously.
All right, congratulations! I know that I said the last one was it, but that was the last temptation of the Brood Witch. You passed again. You're something else.
Yes, I am. What do I win now?
Free brain surgery.
That's what I'm talking about, baby! Hey, wait a minute.
Now eat 'em.